Parshas Vayetze. So on the Pasuk, Vayavoy Elohim Elova Narami B'chaloyim Alayla Vayoyim Elohim Shomer Lecha Petedaber Im Yaakov Mitoiv Adra. He shouldn't speak anything to Yaakov. So why Mitoiv Adra? So says the Gemara in Evomis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is primegale that Toivosam Sherushoyim Rohi Yeshel Tzadikim. That whatever they do good is bad for the tzaddikim. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Lavan, and don't say anything either good or bad. So the Gemara in Yevomis discusses why not? Why can't you say something? What's wrong to say something good? Meaning what bad can come out of it? So as the Gemara says, because perhaps you'll be maskish shem davidus kechovim. Right? And you might go ahead. So Rashi says he might mention Shem of Yidazor. I mean, if he does something good, he might credit it or does something for David Zor. That's why Kodesh Boko doesn't want him to do it. The question is, did Lovin keep the tzivui or not? Because from Lovin is Masha, he did keep the tzivui. He went back to Kodesh Boko. He went back to Yaakov. And he goes and he repeats. Vashem Omar Elai, Yesh Leil Yodi Laso Yisimochem Ra, I have the ability to do something bad for you. Veloikei Avichem Ema Shomar Elai Lemur, Yishom Elcha Midaber Im Yaakov Mitoi Vadra, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't say anything good or bad. So the Masha was Mekayim. But the problem is, Rashi already warns there that he did say, Lama Ganavta Et Elohai, so use Maskish Mada for the Zohar. And even according to Rashi Nozir, that says the problem is that he might swear in Avodah Zarah's name, and that's why Hashem did not want to say something good either. You have here in the end of the parsha that he does swear in the name of Avodah Zarah, Velo Yinochar. So the question is, Mashma, that he tells that did not transgress Rotzon Hashem, but in essence, he did transgress Rotzon Hashem. So says the Chido, that the idea is that he understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant don't say either something good or bad, just in a very literal translation. That's what I mean, don't say anything or bad. And he didn't say anything good or bad. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the intent of the law was HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to say something good or bad to avoid being masked with the Zohar. On that, he decided to bypass. So here's an interesting idea of Lavan. The pasuk stresses how Lavan follows the letter of the law and ignores the intent of the law. What's the ma'aseh of Sima Labonim? And why does the Torah have to teach you that? Interestingly enough, the Targum Yonasan, by the story of Bilam, says that Bilam is the same person as Lavan. But the same parallel happens by Bilam also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo tilech imoim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end only says, Lech itom. So the Goin says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imohim, very clearly means don't go in the same spirit and intent. Itam, you could go with them for a different purpose. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that he bypassed that intent and he just looked at it literally and he went with them regularly. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry with them. So the same parallel happens by Bilam also, taking the letter of the law, forgetting about the intent of the law. What is the mindset of a Siman Labonim on that? The second issue, by Lavan. The Pasuk says, Vayim Lavan Garti, the Pasuk in Parshas Valichar, Vayim Lavan Garti Vo'echar Ad Ata. I was until now. Says the Baal HaTurim, what does the word Ata mean? He was trying to explain to Esav, why can't I overcome you? If I was able to withstand love, and why can't I stay with you? Because Avayechar Ad Ata, meaning I have to wait until Ata. Ata is Ayin, is the 70 years of Golus, which is the Golus Bovel. Taf is Golus Mitzrayim. And the Hay is connected to the Hay Alofim, that only after the Hay Alofim, we are able to overcome Esav. So that's what it says. Vayechar Ad Ata means I have to wait until the time comes. But the question is, what's the question to Lavan? The Pasuk says, Im Lavan Garti, because of Lavan. So what's the question of Lavan to all the Golius that we have going forward with us? And the third one is, what does it mean that Lavan is Bilam? What's the question between Lavan and Bilam? And Targum Yonasan says, Lavan is the same person as Bilam. What's the kasher? I mean, both of them came from Aram, but what's the kasher between them? To answer that, I want to bring what the Rabbi Shaul Libniskin explains. And Rav Shach brings it in Hilchos Sedeh Torah. The Gemara says that there was no Navi. First of all, the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, Davta Zvav, when the Gemara goes to the attribution of who wrote each Sefer, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his Sefer and Sefer Bilam. The question is, what is Sefer Bilam or Parshas Bilam? First of all, it's called Sefer Bilam. So the Ritva says there was another Sefer Torah, which was like Sefer Bilam with the story of Bilam, and in the books of Lost, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a Mechaber. But it's not Mashma. It's Mashma that Sefer Bilam means Parshas Bilam. And the problem is Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Kol HaTorah Kula, wrote Parshas Avraham, Parshas Yitzchok, that's been Parshas Bilam. That he wrote his Sefer in Parshas Bilam. So says the Moshe Libniskin, not only that, the Gemara says, Lekam Novi B'Yisrael Kemoy Shoid, Asher Yido Hashem Alponim Alponim. The Chazal say, the Gemara says, B'Yisrael Loikam, Val Ba'um Iskam, Umanu Bilam. Bilam was the Novi that was great as Moshe Rabbeinu. And what does that mean? He was a Novi as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the explains that we should leave this king. That the chilu between Moshe Rabbeinu and Shara Nevim is Moshe Rabbeinu is paklari hamira. That's why he says ze hadovar asher tziva Hashem. The old other Nevim were paklari hashen hamira, which means that they always mediated what they got. The message that Hashem got to the person is what he said, but a person only transmitted what he understood. In other words, his mediation, his translation went into play. So therefore, and no Novi was sure that that is exactly what Hashem meant. He only says, Koyomar Hashem, that is how I understand what Hashem meant. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one who could say, Zeh Hadovar. Because here, Shechina Medeberes speak to Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu did not speak to Moshe. And Moshe brought it over. He wasn't a spokesman. Kodesh Baruch Hu did not speak to Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke through Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu used Moshe Rabbeinu's vocal cords, but was unmediated message. That's why the Torah could say, Zeh Hadovar Asher Tziva Hashem. So the Rishon Libniskin, when you hear the story of Avraham, the Akedah, Avraham Avinu understood the Akedah, which was, he understood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, but he's mediated it. That's how he understood it. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the story of the Akedah. He wrote, Midgeder, Shechina Medaber V'Torah Kureinai. He actually wrote HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. So this is not the story of Avraham. The story of Avraham is a mediated story. This is a paraphrasing of the story of Avraham. That's why that is called the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. There is one exception of a Novi that did not get mediated Nevuah, but his Nevuah was direct. And that's Bilam. Bilam is in itself Torah. So why is that? Because Bilam is the ultimate distortion of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say anything to Bilam, Bilam would go ahead and distort it. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Alot Elechimoim, he distorted it. So the only way for the message to get across was to bypass Bilam. So Bilam was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu because he was also his Paklar Emira, not because he deserved, because that's the only way to get the message across. So Bimela, that's Givaldik. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his Sefer and Sefer Bilam, because Bilam is the story of Bilam. By Avraham, it's not the Sefer of Avraham, it's the Sefer of Moshe. What Avraham understood is something else. But the story of Bilam is exactly the story of Moshe. So therefore, that was a Din Torah even before it was written. So therefore, Chazal say, the Gemara in Bava Basra and the Tzvot, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Bilam, because that Sefer is Bilam Sefer. But why is that characteristic by Bilam? What's the word of Bilam? But the idea is that it's very givaldic, because Bilam is Lavan. What is Lavan? That he was able to change and to twist things around. Lavan is, what is white? White is all the colors. Lavan means that's the word of Ramos. What is the word of Ramos? The word of Ramos is confusion, that interpretation, that basically it is what today we call it, this deconstruction of the text. That the text is however you learn it, and you understand it according to what it makes more sense, what's most convenient. The multitude of interpretation, the multitude of false interpretation, That is what Lovin is all about. Lovin is the confusion. That's why it's called the Ramai. The word of Ramai is that he's able to change according to how he understands, and not searching for real truth. There's a difference between Ramos and Orum. Orum Bedas is you try to discern the real inner meaning. That's why it's called naked, the naked truth. The truth, the inner core truth, without any of the clothing, only of the interpretation. Lovin is the one that changes clothing, whatever it makes more sense. He's the one that everything changes according to context. I always tell that this is why Mida Keneged Mida, Yaakov Avinu stole the property of Lovin by doing what? By getting the animals to go ahead and to procreate according to what they saw. That every single, the results of their product was according to what they saw, the images that they saw, because that's Lovin. Lovin Arom means that the truth that he comes is whatever he comes up with. This is the word of Yegar Sahadusa. The Pasuk stresses that the name of the gal that he created is called Yegar Sahadusa, and Yaakov Avinu called it Galed. Why is one in Loshon Aramis and the other one is Loshon HaKodesh? What's the difference? Because Aramis is interpretation. It's how you understand it. It's how you get it. Yaakov Avinu said, what's important for me is not the Yegar Sahadusa. What is important for me is to know what's Gal Eid. What is the real essence, the Gilui of the Eid? That's Yaakov Avinu. That's the difference between Yaakov and Lovin. Lovin is the beginning of confusion, that interpretation changes according to what you see, according to what you look for, according to what you need. Shteit Megalamukis, the Lovin is Bilam, and Yegar Sahadusa is Keneged Year 213 in the Bais Hasheni, that the Greeks brought a chazir to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the whole war of Torah Sheba'al Peh, because the beginning of Medrash, the beginning of interpretation to find real truth, that's exactly against Chochmas Yovan. Chochmas Yovan is Chochmas Lovan, which is the idea of interpretation, that you could have many meanings according to what you're looking for. That becomes Kechoymer B'yad HaYotzer. And that's a chazir. What's a chazir? That he has a chitzonius, but he has no pnimius. For Lovin, for Esav to exist in this world, you need a Lovin. You know, there is the ultimate sheker of the world, Shav Shebarasi Boilomi, is Esav. Esav is the sheker. The only reason he can justify his philosophy, justify his life, justify his existence, is because Lovin allows him to give the interpretation. So the beginning of what, and you look at it, how did the Christians, which is the religion of Esav, start to exist? With the Midrashim of Paul. Paul had to create false Midrashim, which is called typology. That he took the Torah to allude to Esav, because that's what he was looking for. In other words, Kol HaTorah Kula is an allusion to Jesus. That typology is the Koyach of Lovin. Im Lovin Garti Voe Charadata. The only reason that there is no B'yas HaMashiach, that the truth cannot be revealed, is because Lovin Haromi allows the Sheker to be Miskayim. Because he's the person who looks at the Chitzonius. Ramos is the one, Vayichlifes Maskurti Aseres Moinim. And the tikkun of that is the Orum Bedas, that you look what's the inner core, or the inner truth, which is the naked truth. That's why the tikkun, what was the beginning of Torah Sheba'al Peh, was the Yegar Sahadusa, and that Yegar Sahadusa is the Aramaic translation, Keneged the year that the Yevonim brought a Chazir to the Beis HaMikdash. They brought to the Beis HaMikdash false Chitzonius, which is represented by the Chazir. Mimeli could understand what the Goyen says. If you look at the Psukim carefully, they had a Gal and they had a Matzeva. What is the idea of the Gal and the Matzeva? So the Pasuk says like this. Vayikach Yaakov Evan Vayerimea Matseva. Yaakov built a Matseva. Vayomer Yaakov Lechov. He told Echov, the Ramban says, he told the people from the Lovin's camp, Liktu Avonim Vayichu Avonim Vayasu Gal. They made a Gal. So the Gal was made between Yaakov and Lovin, both. Okay? Vayichu Vayisham al Gal. And here again the Pasuk stresses, Vayomer Lovin, Hagal Hazeh Eid Beini Uvenecha. the gal is the aid. Al ken kor shmo galid. Ve'a mitzvah shirotza Hashem re'eyu, there is the mitzvah, the one that allows you to see. Shleit and goin, that's the matzeva. Tov, says the post like this. Hine, hagal hazeh, ve'hine ha'eid ha'matzeva zoyse asher yisi b'nir v'necha. So like this. Eid hagal hazeh ve'eid ha'matzeva. Im lo evor as a gal hazeh, so he says, I would not transgress the gal. Vimata lo savor as a gal hazeh ve samatzeva zoi. So Yaakov Avinu, he says, the aid, the gal and the matzeva are the aidim that I would not transpass the gal, and you not transpass the gal and the matzeva. So he's always the matzeva is Yaakov Avinu. You see himself, he always takes the gal. Shteitin going, what's the difference between the gal and the matzeva? The gal is the chitzoinus, is the outside, is the superficial. The inner core is the matzeva. That's why it's called hamitzvah. That's a place that allows you to see. The idea of the chiluk between Lavan and Yaakov is gal and matzeva. Look at the difference. Gal is gal avonim. They piled up many, many stones. And matzeva vayikach even one stone vayeri mea matzeva. The idea is the matzeva shtengoy, that's the inner core, that's the seser, that's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu knows that the truth in the inner core is only one. If you go into the chitzoinus like the chazir, there are many. So Lavan koyach is, I will hold until the gal, which is the igar sadusa. And Yaakov Avinu says, but what I have is the gal and the matzeva. And if you look at the Lashon matzeva in Hebrew, the Lashon matzeva comes from the Lashon nitzav shula mutzavarz, is the grounding. What Yaakov Avinu says, the inner truth is what grounds the chitzonius. The medrash can only exist if there is the inner core. So when Dagod Shul Pesach, mas doyresh kol ha-parsha kula, the whole idea of the marriage of life is Doirish Kola Parsha Kula. Where does the Drosh Shukola Parsha Kula start? From Marami or Ivedovi. Because that's the beginning of false marriage. So what makes MS marriage and false marriage is the Matseva versus the Gal. The Gal is the multitude of interpretations. How do you achieve Matseva? Shoshteit Bereb Tzodek. Yaakov Avinu starts as Ishtam, and from Ishtam he becomes Armimus. Ani chokma shachanti orma, the pasuk says. So shteitn goyni mishle. Idea is toira chokma is orma. Orma is to be able to separate the good from the bad. Is armumis. But how does it start? It starts with mimus. If a person has the matzeva, you always have to start from the matzeva. And from matzeva, you could build a gal. But you have to start from the grounding. And the grounding is the Kabbalah Savor and the acceptance of things of the R. Once you accept things, you could darshan. But drash can never leave you to acceptance. Because drash always can be interpreted in any way you want. If you accept it, you could have the Siyata Deshmai to interpret it right. Our faith is not based on Medrash. Our faith is innate. Our emuna is instinctive. The medrash is to verbalize our emuna, not to justify our emuna. Mimela, that's why the matzeva is always a restart. That's why the pasuk says, "Tumas yeshorim tamcha." The Gemara and Shabbos, the Gemara says that how Mina came to Rav and Rav was bleeding, and he says, "Why are you bleeding to learn?" He says, "You guys are your makdim nase to nishma." Means Alma Paziza, you take the Nasa before the Nishma, first you have to listen and then to Mekabel. But he says no. So Rav answers to him that just the opposite. Tumas Yeshorim Tantchem. By us, the Tumas Yeshorim, the fact that we are first Nasa, first we accept blindly, and then we do it, that's what leads us to the right path. Tumas Yeshorim Tantchem. The limud is from Yaakov Avinu. The ability to Vayeri Mea Matseva is because Yaakov Avinu is Ishtam. So that's why it's interesting. The Loshon Tam is somebody who is a Tam. But time is Loshen Tmimus, Loshen Shlimus. When the Targum is Metargum, the word time is Ish Tam is Gvar Shlim. The ultimate Shlemus is always Tmimus. The Medrash allows you to start from Tmimus and end in Tmimus. And that's the difference between Yaakov Avinu and Lavan. The Chiddush of Lavan is that there is no Matseva. By Yaakov Avinu, the Gal can only be because there is first a Matseva. That's why he first has the Matseva, Even Nachas, and then he builds the Gal. Even is only Shach, there's a Gal. So Rabbi Jabuchi did help us that in life, matters you could interpret. You have to realize that a person interprets according to what he sees. He has first to get the Matseva. The Matseva is the inner core, the inner feeling, the inner Shaychus. Once you have that, the Matseva is there, the Gal can work. If there's no Matseva, the Gal can't work. And that's Melchom against Esav, against Lavan. You mean Lavan is the ultimate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell him, and you twist according to what he wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't say any good or bad. He says his own interpretation. By Bilam, his interpretation will be anywhere. So the only way to do it is to bypass him. And that's why the koyach of Esav Goylam Hazeh, the koyach of Sheker, is because of Lavan. Without Lavan, there is no koyach of Esav. And you have to realize the only way to go against Esav is the Tmimus of Yaakov Avinu.